This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the LEAD method to drive team synergy through every leadership conversation. 4 steps that turn every leadership conversation into a synergy engine. In short, this article covers one structured method, the LEAD method, that gives leaders a 4-step framework for driving team synergy through every leadership conversation. Listen first, understand before you direct. Articulate your vision, give your team a clear shared direction. Define the next steps, leave every conversation with a concrete plan. Definition: the team synergy method known as LEAD is a 4-step leadership conversation framework developed in Say It Right Every Time, built on listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. It gives leaders a reliable structure for building collective alignment and trust in any conversation. I have watched a well-meaning leader walk into a team meeting with the best of intentions and walk out having made everything worse. Not because they were wrong, not because they were unkind, because they had no structure. They said what came to mind, in the order it came to mind, and left the team more confused than before they arrived. That is not a character flaw. That is what happens when pressure meets the absence of a framework. Building team synergy does not happen by accident. It happens in conversations, one at a time, when a leader shows up with a method that keeps them focused even when the room gets tense. Without that structure, people default to habit talking too much, listening too little, issuing direction without explanation, and hoping the team figures out the rest. In Say It Right Every Time, I call this the LEAD method. It is the framework I cover in Chapter 7, and it is built for exactly these moments. In this article, you will learn how the LEAD method works, when to use it, and how to apply it immediately to drive stronger team synergy through every leadership conversation you have. If you are also rebuilding trust after a breakdown, how to use the LEAD method to restore synergy after a team has lost confidence in leadership addresses that specific situation in depth. Why structure matters more than you think in team conversations. Most leaders believe that good communication is a natural gift. It is not. It is a practice discipline, and the difference between a leader who consistently builds team cohesion and one who consistently fractures it is almost always structural. When pressure arrives, your natural tendencies take over. You talk faster. You listen less. You skip the explanation and go straight to the directive. A solid framework is what prevents that from happening. Here are the specific moments where having a structured approach makes the real difference. When you're delivering difficult news to your team, a framework stops you from burying the message in softening language that leaves people more anxious than informed. When you're delegating a high-stakes project, structure ensures you convey both the authority you're transferring and the outcome you expect, so your team member leaves confident rather than overwhelmed. When conflict is fracturing team cohesion, a method keeps you from taking sides before you have heard both perspectives, which is the most common mistake leaders make. For a dedicated approach to that situation, see how to use the DEAL method to resolve conflict that are fracturing team synergy. When you are communicating a change in strategy, a framework ensures you explain the why before you announce the what, which is the single most important sequence for maintaining team trust. When you are setting expectations with a new team member, structure ensures you cover the full picture across the first 90 days, not just the first week. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. The LEAD method, a framework for every leadership conversation. The LEAD method is the central framework I introduce in Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time. It is built on 4 steps. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. Each step serves a specific function in building the kind of team synergy that compounds over time. Name and plain language summary. The LEAD method is a 4-part structure for leadership conversations. It ensures that before you direct your team, you understand them, and before you close the conversation, your team knows exactly what happens next, what it is designed for. This method addresses the most common failure in leadership communication: leaders who talk before they listen, direct before they empathize, and close conversations before defining clear action. It is built for any high-stakes conversation between a leader and one or more team members. How it works. Number 1. Listen first. Most leaders open conversations by talking. The LEAD method asks you to open by listening. Before you share your view, your plan, or your decision, invite your team member to speak. What you hear will shape everything that follows. In practice, before I share where I'm at, I want to hear from you. What's your read on how things are going? Number two, E. Empathize. Once you have listened, acknowledge what you heard before you respond to it. This is not about agreeing. It is about demonstrating that the other person has been genuinely heard, which is the foundation of trust. In practice, I hear that the timeline feels unrealistic. That is a real concern, and I want to make sure we address it. Number three, A. Articulate your vision. Now you speak, you share your direction, your reasoning, and the outcome you are aiming for. This is where clarity over comfort becomes essential. As I write and say it right every time, your job as a leader is to be clear, not to be comfortable. Give your team the full picture, not a softened version of it. In practice, here is what I need us to accomplish by the end of Q2, and here is why it matters for the whole team. Number 4. D. Define the next steps. Every leadership conversation must end with clear action. Who does what, by when, with what authority? Leave nothing vague. A conversation that ends in goodwill, but without clarity, does not build team synergy, it erodes it. In practice. So to confirm, you will have the first draft to me by Thursday. I will review it by Friday morning. If you need a decision before then, come to me directly. When to use it. Use the lead method in any one-on-one or small group leadership conversation where alignment, direction, or trust is at stake. It is especially valuable in team briefings after a change, delegation conversations, performance discussions, and check-ins where you sense something is off, but are not sure what, when not to use it. The lead method is not suited for emergency situations that require immediate direction with no time for dialogue. If the building is on fire, you do not open with "I'd love to hear your perspective first." In genuinely urgent moments, lead with a directive and use lead in the debrief that follows. A quick example in practice. A team leader notices that her two senior contributors have been missing deadlines and seem disengaged. She brings them together and opens by saying, "Before I say anything, I want to hear from each of you. What's making this quarter hard?" She listens fully without interrupting. She then says, "I hear you both. The scope changes have been relentless, and that is on me. I should have protected you better." She then articulates the new plan, fewer priorities, clearer ownership. She closes with, "By end of day tomorrow, I need each of you to confirm your top two deliverables for the month. That is it. Everything else waits." Eamon's take. This method earns its place because it forces you to do the thing that every leader resists under pressure. Listen before you lead. The conversations that do the most damage are always the ones where the leader did most of the talking. The supporting frameworks that strengthen team synergy. The lead method is the backbone, but several supporting frameworks work alongside it to drive collective performance across different team situations. Understanding where each one fits gives you a complete toolkit. The SBI feedback framework. Name and plain language summary. The SBI method, which I reference from Chapter 5 of Say It Right Every Time, structures feedback around three elements: situation, behavior, and impact. It keeps feedback specific, fair, and actionable rather than vague or personal. What it is designed for. This framework addresses the moment when a team member's behavior is affecting team performance or cohesion. It gives you a structure for delivering the feedback without triggering defensiveness. How it works. Number 1. S. Situation. Name the specific context. Not lately or sometimes. A specific moment. In practice, in yesterday's client meeting. Number 2. B. Behavior. Describe the observable action, not the person's character. In practice, when he arrived 15 minutes late, without calling ahead. Number 3. I. Impact. State what that behavior cost the team. In practice, it sent a message to the client that we don't value their time, and it put the whole team in a difficult position. When to use it. Use SBI when you need to address a specific behavioral pattern that is affecting team cohesion or a client relationship. It works best in a one-on-one setting, delivered soon after the event, while the detail is still clear. For a full guide to this framework in the context of team unity, see how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. When not to use it. Do not use SBI in a group setting where the individual will feel publicly called out. That turns feedback into humiliation, and it destroys team trust rather than building it. A quick example in practice. I want to talk with you about the client meeting yesterday. When he arrived 15 minutes late, without calling ahead, it sent a message to the client that we don't value their time. This is the third time this has happened in the past month, and it's affecting our relationship with them. I need you to be on time for client meetings going forward. Can you commit to that? Eamon's take. Feedback without structure becomes judgment. SBI keeps you honest and keeps the other person open. That combination is what makes feedback build team cohesion instead of fracturing it. The structure delegation framework. Name and plain language summary. Structure delegation is the practice of transferring ownership of a project with full clarity about authority, outcome, and support. Without this clarity, delegation creates confusion that undermines collective performance. What it is designed for. This framework is for any conversation where you are transferring ownership of meaningful work to a team member. It ensures they leave the conversation with confidence, not anxiety. How it works. Number 1. State the trust. Name explicitly why you are choosing this person. In practice, I'm delegating this to you because I trust your judgment and I know you have the skills to handle it. Number 2. Define the outcome. Describe the goal with measurable specificity. In practice, the goal is to onboard 10 new clients by the end of Q2. Number 3. Confirm the authority. Tell them exactly how much autonomy they have. In practice, you have full authority to make decisions about the process, the timeline, and the resources you need. Number 4. Establish access. Make clear you are available without hovering. In practice, I'm here if you need me, but this is your project. When to use it? Use this framework when the stakes of the project are high enough that ambiguity about ownership could damage team cohesion. High-stakes projects assigned without clear authority create silent resentment and hesitation. When not to use it? For routine, low-stakes tasks, this level of structure is excessive and can feel patronizing. Save it for work that genuinely matters to the team's collective output. For building the kind of role clarity that makes delegation easier, see what is role clarity and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy. A quick example in practice. I want to talk with you about the new client onboarding project. I'm delegating this to you because I trust your judgment and I know you have the skills to handle it. The goal is to onboard 10 new clients by the end of Q2. You'll have full authority to make decisions about the process, the timeline, and the resources you need. I'm here if you need me, but this is your project. Do you have any questions? Eamon's take. Delegation done well is one of the most powerful acts of trust a leader can offer. Delegation done badly is one of the fastest ways to destroy a team member's confidence. The structure is what makes the difference. The change communication framework. Name and plain language summary. The change communication framework structures how a leader announces and explains a shift in strategy, process, or team direction. It ensures the team hears the why before the what, which is the sequence that preserves trust. What it is designed for. This framework is for any conversation where the team is about to experience a shift that affects their work, their routines, or their sense of security. As I write and say it right every time, change always involves loss. Acknowledge what your team is losing, whether it's a familiar process, a comfortable routine, or a sense of security. Give them space to grieve. How it works. Number 1. State the change clearly. No softening that creates confusion. In practice, we're shifting our focus from new client acquisition to existing client retention. Number 2. Explain the why with data. People accept difficult change when the reasoning is transparent. In practice, our data shows we're losing clients at a higher rate than we're acquiring them. Number 3. Acknowledge the loss. Name what the team is giving up. In practice, I know this means the work you've been doing on the acquisition side feels suddenly less visible. That matters. Number 4. Define the path forward. End with direction, not open air. In practice, here is what this means for your work over the next 30 days. When to use it? Use this framework anytime a decision has been made that will affect how the team works. Do not wait until the change is in motion. Communicate early and often, as Chapter 7 of Say It Right Every Time makes clear. Silence breeds fear, and fear fractures team synergy faster than the change itself ever would. When not to use it? If a change is still under consideration and not yet decided, do not use this framework. Communicating an uncertain change as if it is settled creates false alarm and destroys credibility. Wait until the decision is made. A quick example in practice. I want to talk with you about a change in our strategy for the next quarter. We're shifting our focus from new client acquisition to existing client retention. The reason for this change is that our data shows we're losing clients at a higher rate than we're acquiring them. I know this changes the work you've been focused on. I want to give you space to ask questions and tell me what concerns you. Eamon's take. The leaders who communicate change well do not make it painless. They make it honest. That honesty is what keeps a team together when everything around them is shifting. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation, best framework. One-on-one or team conversation needing alignment and clear direction lead method. Specific behavior by team member is affecting cohesion or performance SBI feedback framework. Transferring ownership of a high-stakes project to a team member structure delegation framework. Announcing a change in strategy, process, or team structure change communication framework. Team conflict fracturing collective performance lead method combined with the deal method. Team morale is low, and you're not sure why lead method. Opening with the listen first step as a diagnostic. Turning team feedback into an improvement plan. Pair the lead method with the grow method. When more than one framework could apply, lead with the lead method. It is the most adaptable structure in this collection and works as the container for any other framework you layer inside it. You can deliver SBI feedback within a lead conversation. You can structure a delegation conversation using the lead steps. The frameworks complement each other. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Common mistakes when using these frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you cite. Skipping the listen first step because you already know what you want to say. This is the most common error. The listen first step is not a courtesy. It is a diagnostic. What you hear changes what you should say in the steps that follow. A leader who skips it is not using the lead method. They are performing it, empathizing without meaning it. Saying I hear you while clearly waiting for your turn to speak is worse than saying nothing. Your team will notice. Real empathy requires you to pause long enough to actually process what was shared before you respond. If you need the strong method for ongoing synergy conversations, use it alongside lead for sustained practice. Articulating vision without explaining the why. Direction without reasoning produces compliance at best. It produces resentment at worst. Your team does not just need to know what to do. They need to understand why it matters, so they can make good decisions when you are not in the room. Ending the conversation without defining specific next steps. A conversation that closes on goodwill, but not clarity, does not build team synergy. It creates the illusion of alignment. Name the who, the what, and the when before you leave the room. Using the SBI framework in a group setting. Feedback delivered publicly, even when structured and fair, reads as a warning to the whole team. Use SBI in private. Then, if the behavior improves, recognize it publicly. That sequence builds culture. The reverse destroys it. For rebuilding synergy after damage is already done, see how to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. That is how people learn nothing deeply and apply nothing consistently. Number 1. Start with one conversation. Choose the lead method and apply it to your next team conversation, whatever it is. Run through the 4 steps in sequence. Listen, empathize, articulate, define. Notice where you rush, where you skip, where it feels unnatural. That is your starting data. Number 2. Add the SBI framework in week 2. Once the lead structure feels familiar, introduce the SBI framework into your feedback conversations. Practice it on a low-stakes situation first. A minor issue handled well with SBI gives you the confidence to use it when the stakes are higher. Number 3. Build a 30-day practice habit. After each significant leadership conversation, spend 2 minutes reviewing which steps you used well and which you skipped. This reflection is where real learning lies. You do not improve by doing. You improve by doing and then noticing what happened. Pair this habit with the GROW method for turning team feedback into a synergy improvement plan to keep the learning structured. Number 4. Prepare before high-stakes conversations. For conversations with real consequences, write out your lead steps in advance. What questions will you ask to open? What do you need to articulate? What next steps must be defined before you leave the room? Preparation is not weakness. It is what separates leaders who build team synergy from leaders who accidentally damage it. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. The lead method gives you a four-step structure for every leadership conversation. Listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. Listening before speaking is not a courtesy. It is the foundation of every strong leadership conversation that builds collective trust. Clarity over comfort is the non-negotiable standard for the articulate step. Your team deserves the full picture, not a softened version of it. Structured delegation with clear authority is one of the most powerful acts of trust a leader can offer, and it directly strengthens team cohesion. The change communication framework preserves team synergy during disruption by putting the why before the what, and acknowledging the loss that change creates. No framework survives contact with pressure unless you have practiced it enough to reach for it instinctively. For related reading, explore how leaders can use the STRONG method to build synergy through every conversation, and how to use the BRIDGE method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown. If your situation involves a team that has lost confidence in leadership, how to use the LEAD method to restore synergy after a team has lost confidence in leadership is the place to start. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift. It is built one conversation at a time by leaders who show up with the method and the courage to use it. Frequently asked questions. What is the LEAD method for team synergy? The LEAD method is a four-step framework for structuring leadership conversations to build team synergy. The steps are: listen first, empathize, articulate your vision, and define the next steps. It gives leaders a reliable structure for every high-stakes conversation. How does the LEAD method improve team synergy in the workplace? The LEAD method improves team synergy by ensuring every leadership conversation covers four critical dimensions: genuine listening, emotional acknowledgement, clear direction, and defined action. When these four elements are present, teams feel heard, aligned, and confident about what to do next. When should I use a team synergy method like LEAD? Use the LEAD method in any leadership conversation where alignment, trust, or direction is at stake. This includes team briefings, one-on-one check-ins, conflict resolution, change announcements, and delegation conversations. It is especially valuable when team morale or cohesion is fragile. Can the LEAD method work for small teams? Yes, the LEAD method works for teams of any size. Its four steps are conversational and flexible, not formal or bureaucratic. A leader managing 3 people or 30 can apply the same listen first, empathize, articulate, define structure and see immediate results in team cohesion. How is the LEAD method different from other leadership conversation frameworks? The LEAD method distinguishes itself by opening with listening rather than speaking. Most leadership frameworks lead with direction. LEAD leads with understanding, which means the vision and next steps that follow are grounded in what the team actually needs, not just what the leader assumes. How long does it take to learn the LEAD team synergy method? You can learn the four steps of the LEAD method in a single reading and begin applying them in your next conversation. Genuine fluency, where the steps become instinct, takes consistent practice over 4 to 6 weeks of regular use across different leadership situations. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.